Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We celebrate the place we are in. We celebrate the dedication and the love of this mountaintop monastery. For the original builders, what they were trying to do, as high as they could build, to touch the face of God, to show everyone around that they had time to build, to worship, to be. It's an honoring of the creative source. It's an honoring of God in whatever way they felt God would be honored. And in this, it participates in many ley lines. We sit in this place in the light rain, and so the message won't be long. But it's a message of wonder how these things could be, how the ley lines could line up. But the wonder is in the heart of the human being. The wonder is in the exposition of God into you in whatever way you feel. I want to remind you of something. This is the second channel of a series. If you have tuned into this from some other place, some other source, this is number two in Italy in 2018. And so it goes with the first one, and there is a reason why these hooked together and these messages are given the way they are. The first one was a story that you know so well, but it started because it was a paradigm changer for the earth. You sit on this mountain, observing the beauty and the energy that is here because of this paradigm changer, this man. And then we say to you, after all of these years, what is the next paradigm shift? And was there a precursor of it? Was there anything that would say, what's next? And we ask this of you. If you're a senior here, you know what the prophecy said. Something was going to happen around the year 2000 and in that decade. Something was going to happen. Perhaps you were not one who read scripture, but history. Perhaps you read Nostradamus. Something was going to happen. And the prophecies went on. No matter what the organization was, whatever the scriptures you were reading, they all said the same thing. There is something that's going to happen. And so you look at it, it's the same kind of precursor energy. When the Master himself came, that was foretold. And so all of your scriptures were saying the same thing. Something is happening. Many of you said, well, it has to be the end of the planet. It has to be an Armageddon there. And this was common among humans to say, well, it's going to be the end. Perhaps it's going to be the beginning in certain ways, but something was going to happen. Now, let me enlarge that for a moment, because the indigenous of the planet said the same thing. Long before the Master got here of love, there was prophecy of this timing. Within this time, the decades after the year 2000, if humanity was here, something was going to happen, another paradigm shift. Another dispensation. And it has. Dear ones, that is what we speak of. We'll talk about the actual shift, perhaps at another time in this series. Some of you have heard it before. Others need to. But this particular little channel right now is to remind you something has happened. Beautiful. Both the indigenous and the scripture have said that this particular energy could be like, almost like a coming again of the Master. It could be, according to the indigenous who didn't even know the Master, it would be a change in human nature if we made it. We, humans, my partner, you. And here you sit in the 18th year after 2000. I want you to have a snapshot of this planet right now. In your life, Senior, let me ask you, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you were looking at a Cold War. As many who could nuclearize themselves, as many who could do whatever they could on all sides were doing it. Peace was not an option. It was about strength. And today you're looking at just the opposite. This world wants peace. And what you're seeing is this, is those who don't want peace are either being ostracized or forced into peace. And you're seeing it on your news. You're seeing inappropriate behavior no longer being swept under the carpet. Did you notice? This is called light. And if I could summarize what it is, I would say this. It is the teaching of the man who was on the wood. You're in the right place at the right time, for this man is the one who brought that paradigm shift to the planet that said God is love and carries the light of the planet to you. We've got to a place now, dear ones, where this message can be known by so many. And it's not the message of worshiping a prophet as much as the message of understanding God inside. There is so much more, but you're right on schedule. This is not some doctrine of metaphysics. This is history. This is the prophecy from the indigenous and all of those, even in organized religion, coming to this place where they say, there's a paradigm shift, things are moving. And that is the message today. Right time, right place, on purpose. And you get to sit on the mountaintop for just a moment and lift your hand and say thank you. Thank you for showing me that God is real. And so it is.